night party. It was a dark, cold night. I was driving to a midnight party after a night class with my friends Amy and Charles. Amy was telling us about a weird encounter she had earlier that day. She was eating lunch at Subway when she dropped her purse under the table. As she crawled under the table, she saw a man with a trench coat walk over and just stop. He stood there and didn't say anything. She could only see up to his legs. He was wearing a long, dark coat, tight-fitting jeans, and rain boots. Odd attire for someone to wear in the middle of the summer, Amy said. She called out to him. But he just stood there, silently, not saying anything. She saw her purse under the seat. As she reached for her purse, she felt a hard pinch on her ankle. "Hey, creep, what gives?" Amy yelled. She jumped up to give the stranger a piece of her mind, but when she finally made it from under the table, he was gone. It looked like he went through the contacts on my phone, too. I just left it unlocked on the table. When I went looking for a purse, it's my own fault, I guess. Hell no, Amy. That guy was a creep, said Charles. You did nothing wrong. Amy slid her foot up on the center console from the back seat. Look at what he did to my ankle. I looked back at her ankle. Did he bite you? Amy shook her head. I don't know. Maybe. Probably because you had on those short shorts, I said. Amy looked angry. Eyes on the road, Alex. We have a party to get to. Where is this place again, Amy? I asked. She checked her phone. It should be up here on the right. We pulled up to the party and found a parking spot. The party was at an old mental institution in the middle of nowhere. I believe it was shut down some time ago.
No one around to call the cops on us for being too loud, Charles said. We're gonna party, yelled Amy.
Loud, bassy music could be heard as we approached the house. Glow sticks dancing in the darkness from the windows above, and the smell of cigarettes lingered around the front door. A group of people were sitting around on the porch drinking beer and eating nacho cheese Doritos. My favorite. A guy from class walked over to us.
All right, you made it. Party is inside. Thanks for setting this up, Ames. Have fun.
Amy giggled and waved him off. I opened the heavy front door. There were people dancing and hanging out in a big room full of old furniture and crates.
I'm gonna get us some drinks, said Amy. I'll be right back.
Charles gently clutched her arm. You mean drinks for me and Alex, right?
Oh, right, of course, Amy said, smiling.
She then disappeared into the crowd of people. Charles and I found a seat on an empty couch in the corner and sat down. We sat around talking for about 15 minutes.
I'm getting thirsty, said Charles.
Hope Amy comes back soon with those drinks.
She has been gone a while.
Let's go look for Amy, Charles said.
We left the big room and went into what looked like the kitchen. There weren't as many people in here as there were in the big room, but it was still pretty crowded. We looked around and couldn't find Amy anywhere. As we were about to go into a different room, I saw someone who was dressed kind of strange. I tapped Charles on the shoulder.
Look over there. Is that guy dressed like the spook from Amy's story earlier?
Charles looked over at him.
I'll be damned. He's wearing a trench coat and rain boots. I think that's him. She didn't say his face was so messed up, though.
Look, he's got Amy's purse.
The man noticed us looking at him and began to creep away. He slipped to the back of the kitchen and went down some stairs to what looked like a basement level. Charles and I cautiously pursued him. We heard a door slam at the bottom of the stairs and followed the sound. We saw a large metal door with no window and a sign that read solitary lockup. Charles's face turned pale as he looked at me. This is where they lock up the psychos that were too crazy to be with the normal patients.
Relax, Charles, I said. This place is abandoned, remember?
Terror flooded Charles's face. Then he looked away.
Charles, what are you not telling me?
This place isn't abandoned, said Charles. Amy's dad works here, and we stole the key for the weekend. As long as we stayed upstairs, as long as we didn't go down here, everything would be okay.
Well, we have to go in there, Charles. It's Amy, your fiance. She's going to have your baby, man. You can't leave her to die in a prison for the insane.
Charles slowly nodded. We opened the door and began to go deeper into the asylum. I heard a strange click sound come from the door as we closed it.
Shit, we're locked in, Charles yelled.
In the distance, we heard a strange scream. It sounded like...
Amy!
Charles yelled and ran into the darkness towards the scream. As I chased after him, the trench coat, pants, and boots that the creeper was dressed in earlier was strewn across the floor. As I entered the room, I saw Charles lying on his face next to a pool of blood. His body was still crawling towards the sound of Amy's voice. In the corner, I could see the silhouette of a creature chewing on what looked like a pair of legs. I let out a short yelp, then quickly covered my mouth. The creature darted into the shadows. I slowly walked over to Amy, or what was left of her. A sobbing pile of flesh was pouting in the corner. I kneeled down. Amy, are you okay? The mass of flesh turned to reveal Amy's battered face. Her lips began to quiver as her mangled arm motioned for me to come closer. What is it, Amy? The creature's gone. She slowly shook her head, started to whimper, and she whispered to me.